There is no big picture solution. You cope with nerves and anxiety on a day-to-day basis. Dealing with nerves. 1. Acceptance. It's okay to be nervous. Expect it and accept it. In fact, there are some athletes who will tell you that they're more concerned before an event if they don't feel nervous. Anything you feel is right. You are always on your own side. Anxiety can actually be a facilitative emotion if you don't let it get the better of you. Another thing to accept is that you probably won't sleep well the night before your game, if that's your thing. Don't worry about it. Worrying about it only makes you feel worse. You don't sleep and you don't like yourself for it. You end up feeling bad about feeling bad. 2. Reframe the butterflies. The extra adrenaline in your body that kicks in when you ignite your fight or flight response triggers a whole host of physiological reactions, one of which is that feeling of butterflies in your stomach. Perceiving your physiological symptoms as bad means that when you feel butterflies, you will inevitably label yourself as being nervous. Changing your perception of those butterflies can help with your nerves. When you start to feel anxious on match day, reframe the butterflies by telling yourself that you're not nervous, that your body is simply becoming excited and getting you ready to play. Reframing in general is an excellent aid to performance. A classic reframing example, seeing a glass half full, not half empty, may be simple and overused, but it has its merits. How we speak about things determines how they make us feel. So, be careful of your words. They shape your actions. Choose to speak about things in a way that will aid performance. 3. Give yourself an emotional boost. Your emotions play a very big role in your behaviour. Your emotional state will alter your feelings of motivation and confidence, as well as govern how much effort you put in. Your emotions, because there are different physiological changes associated with different emotions, and those physiological changes can either boost or dampen your physical performance. One recent study showed that outcomes were significantly enhanced for sprinters when the athletes imagined a very happy moment in their lives immediately before their race. Give yourself an emotional boost by thinking about your best performance. But it doesn't always have to be about visualizing success. It can be your favorite scene from a funny movie, or any happy memory from your past, or thoughts of your kids that make you smile, laugh, and feel good. 4. Stop comparing. Are you looking around at your rivals and feeling like you don't stack up? Are you worried about how you're going to perform compared to the people around you? Comparing yourself to your teammates and competitors can fill you with anxiety. The problem with success is that we see it as comparative. We measure ourselves against people who are the same age as us, or who live in the same street, or who went to school with us. This is wrong. Success is the continued journey toward goals that are personal to the individual. We can only measure success by how much we are fulfilling our own potential. You need to gauge your success based on your goals and your performance, regardless of what anyone else around you does. It's your day. It's your game. Don't compare game to game either. Even if the conditions are similar, every match day is different. You need to trust yourself, trust your training, and just focus on your own play and your own journey to becoming better. 5. Stay in the moment. This is one of the most important and impactful things you can do to alleviate your anxiety and improve your performance, and one of the hardest. Keep your mind in the present moment. Stop time traveling into the past, fretting about the training you think you should have done. Stop traveling into the future, worrying about the outcome of the day. As human beings, we do it all the time. Even when we're lying by the pool on holiday, we love to be thinking about the restaurant we went to last night or about the bar we're going to tonight. Instead, we should just be enjoying that moment on the lounger at the water's edge. Stay right here in the conversation of the game, and you'll be more likely to adjust and adapt to the challenges and demands that come. Breathe, stay in the moment, and enjoy the day.